Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. I'm your host Ace, and joining me are Artura.
Hello everyone.
And Gozo.
Nihongo hanasemasen.
You do a web search using MSN?
Yes.
Awesome. In today's episode, we're talking about Idol Fighter Tsuchi Pai, aka Idol Fight Tsuchi Pai 2. An OVA released in 1996. I chose this one because it's a short one and we've done two long things in a row. Wanted a bit of a break. There are more long OVA adaptations than short ones, as it turns out.
No, I'm handing in my notice.
It's too late. You signed a indentured servitude contract.
Not again.
It was produced by Daum. I think that's how we pronounced it. The studio behind DRS, Please Teacher and Please Twins, and since those are probably the most well-known things, obviously they're not famous for anything. Idol Fighter Tsuchi Pai currently has a minor mist score of 4.29. And when I noticed that while I was writing my notes, I immediately thought, Artura's not going to be happy.
Is this the lowest quality, the lowest rated one we have watched yet?
I meant to check.
I think that's a sound. No, it's a no. The lowest one we watched was Battle Spirits Ryuga no Ken, Art of Fighting.
But is Art of Fighting, it's 4.78 at the moment. So it's gone down since we watched it.
It wasn't me.
Breaking news. I noticed that the studio worked on something called Chivas 123, Sorcerer on the Rocks. So I assumed it's about drinking?
Drinking sorcerers, yes.
Sorcerer on the Rocks.
This anime is based on the strip mahjong game Idol Janshi Tsuchi Pai. It's a series developed by Jaleco. Well, it's actually a sequel to it, according to the director, but it's uncertain which game they meant it's a sequel to. The games came out on Super Famicom, Saturn, PlayStation, PC, Dreamcast, Nintendo DS, PlayStation Portable, PlayStation 2, and a collection of the Saturn games released on the Switch in December 2022.
Wow, more releases than Skyrim.
But since this came out in 1996, five games had released before it. So, again, I don't know which game it's supposed to be a sequel to. My summary for this OVA is, when a monster appears on Earth, a handful of magical girls try to be the first to defeat it. Artura, what do you have?
Every century, the rip-off versions of Dragon Balls appear in form of mahjong dials called the Legendary Pie, and the Wish.com version of the Avengers fight in order to get their selfish wish granted, because who would want to cure world hunger when you can become a real boy like Pinocchio?
Okay, it goes.
Vampire cat girl escapes from a superhero girl. Pet rabbit transforms into a furry rabbit girl and strips a woman. Cinderella transforms into a dominatrix. A magic pop idol bails on her concert. A New England cyborg woman saves a man at a construction site. Then everyone bickers over who gets to kill who and the world explodes.
Okay, I'll just delete my notes.
Yeah, that's just the end of the podcast now. Thank you very much for coming.
So was it a good ad? Okay. Right. It wasn't a long one, 20-something minutes. So we open on narration that tells us about a once-in-a-century chance to obtain magical mahjong tiles. Making a wish using them gets it granted, but only after they defeat their inner demons. And this is an anime, so probably their physical ones too.
After this scene passed, I totally forgot about the mahjong tiles until the end, so I was really confused about what was happening.
As we get some unexpected nudity from a statue, the narrator tells us that this is the legend of the mahjong tiles, the legend of pie. No, not pie as in maths or to eat, pie as in the Japanese word for tile. Gozo.
Okay. I was going to ask, but Yeah,
I knew you were.
Good thinking.
We cut from there to a furry running through a forest being chased by a magical girl who chucks a stick at her and knocks her down, only for the furry to transform into a panther and run off. As the scene fades to black, the magical girl says she won't let the furry escape, even though that's literally just happened. And we get the title card. We open back on a hospital room where a rabbit is eating cabbage in a cage. And then boobs.
It's the rabbit is eating boobs?
The doctor is examining a patient's chest and then asks them to take their skirt off, and the bunny's eyes light up. It's very weird. But the examination is interrupted by the rabbit, who shouts "Milky Change!" and turns into a furry, somehow escaping the cage in the process. The two humans are shocked, but Bunny introduces herself as Bunny and says that she's found what she was looking for and is leaving. She explains that she's an alien from the planet Snow White and simply disguised herself as an ordinary rabbit. And she wants the uniform conquest of Earth. Quote, what she means is stealing the doctor's clothes, and then she escapes out the window, leaving the doctor and patient in their bras and knickers. We cut to a mansion where a woman is laughing at a maid named Sanai. It seems like the woman made Sanai drop something expensive, and the maid's sobbing. The man of the house, the woman's father, comes downstairs and attacks Sanai. Sanai snaps, and a pentagram burns into the carpet below her before she magical girl transforms into Madame Cherry Pie. She might just be called Cherry Pie, but she introduces herself as Madame Cherry Pie.
Mr. Perfect Cell.
She then sexually assaults him and his daughter. We cut from there to a convention center where an idol named Alice is about to do a concert. In her dressing room, she uses psycho power to burn three cigarettes and put an audio cassette in the jukebox, but something goes wrong and the tape unspools.
Oh, that's what happened.
No, I was wondering what kind of power she used. Thanks for clarifying. It was psycho.
I couldn't figure out what was the thing that landed on her head.
That was the unspooled tape. It turns out that she comes from a magical world and wishes to go back, but for now she'll just be an idol. We cut to the stage where the music is already playing, but a moment before she's supposed to begin, her microphone turns into a magical girl wand and she leaves. I imagine she'd be fired by her agent because all those fans are going to want refunds.
No, she's an idol. It would just give her complexity.
She could turn up 4 hours late and still hold the concert, I suppose.
She could also just pretend that she was high on drugs and get a lot of publicity that way. Isn't that the best way to get publicity nowadays?
Not in Japan. If they suspect you're smoking marijuana, they'll sack you and you won't be able to get work anymore.
If you're an idol, you need to project the image of purity.
Oh, okay, I see. Sorry, I have, you know, country skewed. You know where I come from, it's different.
One of the actors who was in Judgment, the game Judgment, got fired shortly before the game came out, and they had to recast and change this character to look like this new actor at short notice, getting to redo all the lines and all that because of marijuana conviction.
Wow. I never heard of that.
Was that I guess the marijuana thing is a bit different than the idol thing, but yeah. I guess no one can do a marijuana, but everyone other than idols can fuck other people.
Here it is. Judgment was pulled from sale in Japan following a voice actor's cocaine arrest.
Oh. Actually, that makes a little more sense.
It was the person who voiced and served as a model for Hamayura, one of the antagonists. We cut from the idol stage to an army base, with a group of soldiers constructing a building which cannot be up to code because they're not licensed builders. A cable snaps and Tsukasa saves a guy from being squished by catching a bunch of steel beams.
While he was under it, he said, "Tsukasa is mi casa," and everyone lived happily ever after.
Later, Tsukasa is having a walk and drinking oil, literally oil, when she overhears some soldiers talking about her and calling her not even human. I mean, the drinking oil was a giveaway to me, but even if catching the two falling steel beams wasn't.
What if it was just like olive oil?
Still weird. Tsukasa runs off and reveals that she's a cyborg, because she starts talking to herself to let us know all the information.
And she has a New England accent. I can't do it.
I also cannot, but...
Yeah. Just cut it. Just cut it. New England... I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I'll do a New England accent.
No, that would be stupid.
Oh, okay.
Now, one thing I hadn't mentioned until now is that each character so far had had a flash of light showing that they'd sensed something at the end of their scenes, and Tsukasa also gets one. And we cut from there to Kyoko in a city stopping to get a suntan on her face, it seems, when Shiho, this NPC, interrupts to ask to play Mahjong. We cut quickly to a random woman looking for their friend, only to find them being eaten by the cat furry from the start, in case you wondered what she'd been up to.
Never mind.
I really was concerned about where she'd gone. This whole time I was wondering.
The woman escapes for a moment, and her scream brings Kyoko, Shiho, Bunny, and Alice to the street, where they wait for a moment as if to see what the cat furry might do. Madame Cherry Pie enters and strolls right towards the cat furry, but things are interrupted by Tsukasa arriving in a jeep and backflipping out of it before threatening the cat furry. The other characters take this opportunity to argue that they should be the ones to defeat the cat furry and thus get the legendary pie. Tsukasa does a magical girl transformation and shoots the cat furry with a heavy machine gun, but despite being covered in her own blood, she doesn't die and the blood fades.
Isn't it disappointing that she needed to transform to use a machine gun?
It was a heavy machine gun. I went back and checked. Did that look like a light machine gun or a heavy? It wasn't something that... Then again, I suppose she caught those steel beams. She probably could have handled a heavy machine gun.
I mean, why didn't she transform and use a laser cannon?
Because she's army themed.
Why did she transform and turn into a werewolf?
That was... Wrong anime.
Oh, sorry.
As the shooting causes her friend to faint, Kyoko, a magical girl, transforms into Tsuchi Pai, who didn't receive a name at the start of the anime. She was the one who was chasing the cat furry in the first place. Tsuchi throws her stick at the cat furry again, but it's deflected by Cherry, only for Lemonade, the Tsukasa transformed. I forgot to clarify that. Only for Lemonade to fire a bazooka at the cat furry, which drops a wall on it. Alice, magical girl name unknown, starts to cast a spell, only to be stopped when her top is pulled down by Bunny, who wants her uniform.
Priorities, right?
Do I want the wish-granting thing, or do I want her uniform? Annoyed at the fact nobody will let anyone else fight it, the cat furry achieves its final form by removing its clothes and changing in no other way.
We really do become more powerful naked.
And Alice should have been more powerful and been able to fight Bunny off.
Well, she was fighting Bunny off because she was nervous and embarrassed if she just embraced the nymph.
Okay, that makes sense. Lemonade attacks Tsuchi, who defends herself by creating a tornado, which accidentally causes the cat furry to fall on its face and crack the gem, which was its weak point, and also sucks everyone else up. The tornado somehow managed to de-transform everyone except for Tsuchi, as they all land on the floor, and then they all gather to see the cat furry disappear as it's dead, and the magical girls all fight over the mahjong tile it leaves behind. Tsuchi suggests a compromise, working together to gather the rest of the tiles. But everyone disagrees and they start fighting again. And we get the credits.
So it's time to vote whether we like Gorse's version or your version more.
They were both pretty short, but his was shorter. So was this a good adaptation? Did either of you check out any footage?
Okay, so I tried to find it and I found a Japanese version.
Released in Japan.
Yeah, so like I didn't know that, so I was like, oh, for crying out loud. So I saw familiar faces and not a lot of nakedness, so I'd say no. It's kind of weird.
you didn't see nakedness, you didn't check out the right video.
Perhaps.
There wasn't enough nudity in this OVA for it to be an adaptation.
Really?
You get nipples and everything.
Oh my gosh, maybe I looked in the wrong place.
I saw several videos of this specific game, and I saw multiple versions. There seems to be multiple versions in terms of nudity, at least, where in some versions you get nipples, in some versions you get like a white sensor.
That's the Switch re-release from last year.
And there's another version where, well, clothes just don't get they just get down to underwear and they don't show more. So, yeah.
Yeah, it all depends on the game. But, yeah, that wasn't enough. And nobody plays Mahjong.
Yeah, it's like they kind of forgot the whole point of... I mean, I guess it would be weird to have an anime about playing Mahjong, but still, I don't know. I just don't think this is something that should have been adapted, Dot.
There's actually another game and adaptation of that game, Mahjong Soul. Now, I haven't been able to find where I can watch this anime. I believe it's just uploaded to YouTube. Licensed by Crunchyroll. Now I look it up. But yeah, Mahjong Soul Pong, the anime was called, and it came out in 2022, about a year ago. But I imagine that one, if it's a game about Mahjong, you'd think they'd play Mahjong at least at some point.
Yeah, there was enough Mahjong, but then no one understands the game, so how could they follow it?
It's like making an anime adaptation of Minesweeper.
I'm sorry, right? I'm writing this down.
Okay, the episodes are really short, like a minute each, and this one that I've just scrubbed through, they do play Mahjong in it.
Nice, if we follow what we're watching next.
It's a minute and a half long. And they play Mahjong. This was 28 minutes and they didn't play Mahjong.
See, here's the thing. We don't actually have an established minimum or maximum length. So see you guys in 2 weeks.
Well, the weird thing is that in the game, they also use like special moves while playing Mahjong. So it's like, is Mahjong just a representation of an actual fight or... I don't know.
Super
this
Gem
works.
Fighters.
Puzzle Fighters?
That might be it. Yeah, that's match the gems that are coming down the screen, and then you see them doing moves at each other, so it's representative. Representative. That word I can't say.
You can do it. We have faith.
Representative of the fight. Anyway, so. Was this a Yata, Nani, or a Baka, Arturo?
I think for me it's just a Nani. Like, it's not so bad that I would be like, no one should ever watch this ever. And I think in big part is because it's not long at all. Like, you can just sit down, watch it for 20 minutes, and then just kind of question your life choices. But at least you get some entertainment out of it.
Goes.
Yeah, I fully agree with Artura. And it was short. And they had a cyborg that had a New England accent.
No, still didn't get it.
Oh.
Close, you're getting closer. But yeah, it's a nanny for me. I didn't hate it, but it's definitely skippable. I'd say skippable rather than avoid this.
Yeah, it's like there are worse things out there.
Watched some of them.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, like the Animal Crossing one? Ish.
Yeah, and Galarian's Rion. Ugh.
So, does it deserve its My Animus score of 4.29?
Sure, let's go with that.
I mean, it's just kind of like, I guess? It feels a bit mean, because it's quite low. I wouldn't really say it's the worst thing we've watched. So maybe a 5.5 for me?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it tries to introduce everyone, but doesn't really manage it very well. There's more questions than answers. The overall plot was a bit disjointed. But, yeah, I'd push it over a 5, certainly, because the animation was pretty good. The voice acting was decent, especially for a mid-90s dub.
And, I mean, the decision to give someone a New England accent, like, wow. They don't do that anymore.
Imagine Goku with a New England accent. Okay, stop imagining it.
They only give accent to the android with a trucker hat.
Anyway, I think we've reached the end of our episode. Thank you for joining me, Artur Ozagos.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge, and better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGreen.com, find us on social media, listening to the Greencast podcast. And until next time, game on.